It's time to warm up before the game. This is Pat and Go with Paul Brownie.
Good morning. Happy Friday. You are tuned into Pat and Go with Paul Browning on KPPF. I'm your host, Paul Browning.
We're live.
We are live. We're live. As always, just for an introduction, I've got to my right. What's up, Guy?
Good
Guy Gurton.
Good morning, Paul. Great
of
to
course,
be here.
Definitely,
again.
Definitely. I've got Mike Lewis.
Good to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to have you guys. And today is big for us because this is the first ever one KPPF live show, and Pat and Go is going live for the first time ever. So we're going to make a little bit of noise for that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
man.
Saying? It's good to be live.
Congratulations,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, definitely. So if you're watching on YouTube, make sure that we're liking and subscribing to KPPF Radio, 1040 AM, and also Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Before we get started, I do want to give a shout-out to our vets. We've got a special guest in today, Brandon Gray.
How you doing? Appreciate you having me back.
Definitely. He's our fantasy insider, but he is also a vet, so I want to say thank you for your service, man. Really appreciate it. But Veterans Day was yesterday, but we do want to make sure that we're always thankful for that service. Also, shout out to our viewers. We love you guys and our supporters. I know personally for me, I'm trying to bring a lot more to the city of Colorado Springs, whether it's through the summer leagues that we do or the various football programs through Lionheart, Paul Browning Receiving Academy, or things like this with the Pat and Go Show. You know, just being able to bring these things to Colorado Springs. We've got some big-time heavy-hitter guests coming in very soon. We're really excited about it, but we cannot run without you guys. So we do want to thank you always for your support.
You bet. So big hitters. We had Rod Smith and we had him in, so we got some big hitters.
Oh, yeah, we've got even more coming.
I mean, bigger than me, though? Come on.
That's where we get started, right? Everybody has big heads, you know? That's how it gets started.
Hey, shout out to going back to Veterans Day real quick, two things was that the Veterans Day parade last weekend in downtown Colorado Springs, nice turnout, was great to see so many folks come out and support our military. This town really does support the military, and it's thank you. And also businesses. On Veterans Day yesterday, there were numerous restaurants and other shops that were giving free meals to veterans. And there were long lines because I went and took advantage of one of those meals. But I want to say thank you because businesses don't have to do that.
Right.
But it was a nice gesture. And I just want to say thank you because, you know, that affects their bottom line. But they did it because they care about the veterans.
Right. Very well.
Yeah, and if you guys want to make a difference this weekend, there's a softball tournament at Skyview here in the Springs. And they're doing a Toys for Tots tournament. So all the proceeds will go to Toys for Tots. And go ahead and bring some toys for the kids. Go out and show your support for the town.
Oh, that's big time. This is the group. I love surrounding myself with people like this. This is exactly what it's about. But with all that being said, it's time for us to jump into the high point. Let's do it.
Let's go.
It's time for the high point, recapping all the highlights from the past week.
So when it comes to the high point, obviously we got to do our game balls. But first, the recap of this last Thursday night game. We did have the Ravens and the Dolphins. Very surprising upset for the Dolphins to win at home. Lamar Jackson had a homecoming going back to Miami, Florida. And, man.
That Miami defense. Oh, man.
That was the story of the game.
Yep.
The way that the Dolphins defense was able to contain Lamar Jackson and make the plays that they needed to make. Were there any big takeaways when it came to last night?
And yet another huge upset of all last week. We had so many upsets, but that one.
So
and we were talking before we came on the air about the big man, Robert Hunt. If you guys saw that, big lineman caught a pass and he did score, but no, he's not eligible. Sorry.
Yeah. So big. Just want to make it known for all the linemen. If you are blocking on a screen, just block for the screen. Don't turn and catch the football.
And run.
Because you may look good, but it's not going to count.
Hey, but speaking of linemen, the rookie tackle, Liam Eckenberg.
Yeah.
He came up big with two fumble recoveries on offense that kept those drives going, too. So we can't forget about the big guys recovering the ball, football and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Big time.
And Alabama fans, Tua.
Tua's back. You know, and that was something I think I – I touched on earlier on in the season, I'm not the biggest fan of when a quarterback is being shuffled in and out of the lineup. I know that they got the victory yesterday, but it's just not good for the culture of the team. I still believe that Tua did come in and make some plays, but when you got Jacoby Brissett, he's playing, and then he gets yanked out. And, you can see him playing well, too. Oh, yeah.
He's making big plays, especially right before half.
And you can see how frustrated he was to not get back into the game, but then Tua's able to come back in and definitely make some plays. And just being able to see that, I still am on the same stance.
Yeah,
not the biggest fan when you shuffle the quarterback in and out of offense. And Flores made it really clear that he kind of didn't want Tua. They were trading for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. So that kind of made it a little bit of, I don't know, makes it a little bit of an issue.
Right. And Brissett was on the sidelines, you know, going back and forth, testing the knee. He looked perfect. He looked good.
Yeah.
So I wanted to come back in. But I agree with you.
We're just going to have to see where that ends up going. But we've got so many other games that are coming up this next week. But before we jump.
My big question is, if he could play the second half, why didn't he play the first half? Like, why keep him out? You know, like, if he's healthy enough to be there, you need to be there for your guys. You're the starting quarterback. You need to be ready to go.
And
good point.
You know, to, like you said, for that first half, not being, like, you don't start him.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, just a whole mix-up.
Yeah, we could get into that for a minute.
Just a whole mix-up. But, you know, I do want to jump back into last week. Wild week 9, all right? I mean, all the different upsets. I did terrible in the picks. None of us actually did very good. Guy went, was the only one over 500.
I could feel it.
feeling his bones.
The Broncos, I could feel it.
Yeah. But there's a couple game balls we do need to give out. Does anybody want to kick it off when it comes to the game balls?
I got several.
Hey,
you were
the best. Go ahead, start us off, guy.
I'll start us off. One is that Denzel Ward, the Cleveland Browns DB, 99-yard return.
How you going to do me
you
like
got
that?
You got that one? I'm sorry. But the main thing about that, Joe Burrow, his former teammate, you know, quarterback for the Bengals. So he's got a game ball right there.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yep.
Denzel Ward.
And I'm going to the Broncos game with Cowboys and Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Who's been named Rookie of the Week.
Yeah.
Right.
And, 17 carries, 111 yards in the game. I did not see the Broncos getting that game, so congratulations
to
Javonte.
Played well.
And he's got 467. Oh, by the way, I love what they one of the media reports called him, a tackle-breaking beast.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. I actually got two game balls. First one's going to go to the Titans defense.
Yeah.
They held that high-powered Rams team. Now that they got OBJ, it might be a little bit different. But they held them to no big plays, one catch over 25 yards.
Yeah.
And it was only 26.
Yeah.
Two interceptions and 5 sacks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Shout out to the defense, Titans defense. And then James Conner.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even start him last week in fantasy, so it hurt to say this. But he had 96 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, 5 catches, 77 yards receiving, and a receiving touchdown. Man went off. So.
That's yeah.
Kudos to him.
That's big time.
And another half a game ball.
Yeah.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's came on.
I'll tell you what, in that play, Atlanta Matt Ryan hit him down the sideline with less than a minute left.
Yeah.
That was the clincher for Atlanta. So
NFL's best Swiss Army knife there.
Kudos to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he stepped up big, especially with Calvin Ridley out.
Yeah.
They need that.
Yeah. And Atlanta's not completely out of it. They're actually doing pretty well. I think they're what 4-5 now.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're still right there in the mix. I'm gonna give my game ball to Josh Allen. This is a different Josh Allen. This is not Josh Allen for the Bills. This is Josh Allen for the Jags. And actually, this was the first time ever that a player named Josh Allen or a player with the same exact name of the quarterback sacked the quarterback. So he had a sack, and he also intercepted Josh Allen, and then he had a fumble recovery. He had the whole trifecta, right? And he had 8 tackles on the game. I think that's a career day for Josh Allen. He's put himself right into the spotlight when it comes to, NFL stardom. Speaking of stardom.
Josh Allen. From Josh Allen. Wait a minute, who? What Josh Allen? Yeah.
But speaking of stardom, like I said, we do have our fantasy insider with Brandon Gray here. Do we have any stardom sit-ems coming for this next week?
You know,
to
I got
fly
you.
Through
I
real
got you
quick?
Taken care of. So my stardoms this week, obviously James Conner. I think he's on a roll. And with Kyler Murray still possibly not playing, Colt McCoy coming in, you're going to want to run the ball. And then they're out Chase Edmonds because of his ankle. But the Panthers – he scored 40.3, by the way, last week, James Conner did.
Yeah.
But the Panthers have allowed 4 of their last 5 rushing running backs to score over 15 points.
Yeah.
So another big game for James Conner. I think he's going to do well. And then I have for the QB, I have Matthew Stafford coming off of a big loss. That's hurting. That stings. And you're going to play the Niners. Mm-hmm. And the Niners actually have allowed six of their last nine quarterbacks to score over 20. So, again, you got to start Matthew Stafford. I know they're not going to have OBJ yet, but I think they're going to come back and show them that last week was a fluke against the Titans. And then sit them, I actually have Christian Kirk. Mm. With James Conner playing well, Colt McCoy, if he stays in and starts. But you also have DeAndre Hopkins coming back, A.J. Green coming back off of the COVID. So, you definitely – that's a tough one to play for me. And then Antonio Gibson. The Bucs have allowed only one rusher this year over 67 yards. Uh-huh. So Antonio Gibson for the Washington football team, I can't see starting him this week. So.
Can't see – sit him down.
Sit him down.
What about some sleepers like Noah Fant coming back?
I like Noah Fant. He's on my fantasy team more than one of them. So,
yeah. Hey, I'm ready for him to bust out.
I hope so. I hope so. I need that. But with Jerry Jeudy, you're going to want to get him touches too, him being gone for a couple weeks in the seasons. You're going to want to get him back in the flow of things. And they started to last week against Dallas, but – everyone was feeding off Dallas last week. So I look to see Noah Fant coming back in and also Jerry Jeudy, honestly. I think Jerry Judy's going to have a big game this week as well.
Michael Gallup is also added into the lineup with Dallas, having him.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a maybe? I know they've got – Dallas has
Dallas
such,
last week
such a
is
great,
drops.
Yeah.
If they catch the ball, hold on to the ball, they're in that game. Mm-hmm. And a couple fourth down decisions that you don't pick up, they'd be right there. But – they just got to catch the ball. And I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. Mike Gallup, he has been a little bit notorious when it does come to the drops. Yeah. So that's hopefully when he's inserted back into the lineup, that would be
CeeDee Lamb last week had, what, five drops? He was two catches on nine targets with five drops.
Cooper.
Yeah. And you know what?
Cooper drops too.
Yeah. Previous to the game, to that game, he had been targeted. And I want to say he'd been targeted almost 50 times and had not one drop.
Yep.
Yeah. So it tells you, and as a receiver, to be laser-focused like that is very difficult. You know, you deal with so many different things in a game, and you have so many ups and downs as a receiver. Slumps are real, man. It's just like being a hitter in baseball. So for him to be locked in the way that he was excellent. So with that being said we're going to do it. That's going to do it for the high point. I actually want to take a short little break so then we can hop back into Flag on the Play and talk a little bit more with Brandon Gray. So this is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. We'll be right back.
Castle Roofing with a K has a combined 16 years of experience. Whether it's repair to your roof, a free inspection for possible deterioration of your roof, or a full-blown removal and replacement of your roof, we consistently provide quick, efficient service to protect your home or business. When it comes to hail damage to your roof, we have the expertise to help you there as well. We want to help you with all your roofing needs. Call us at 719-799-0609 so we can get started. That's 719-799-0609. We're a proud sponsor of the Pat and Go Show with Paul Browning.
Another bad grade? I'm as little grades. And the square root of her biggest problem.
I studied all week.
I miss poor study skills. A stress beyond her comprehension.
We can't keep having this conversation.
It's not like I want to fail.
When low grades follow you home, Huntington can help. Huntington Learning Center helps students of all ages build the skills, confidence, and motivation to improve grades and test scores through personalized attention and proven results. Keep low grades out. Call 1-800-CAN-LEARN now.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Like I said, I have Guy Gert.
Great to be here again.
You know,
talking
got,
football.
Oh, always. We got Mike Lewis. We've got Brandon Gray, our fantasy insider. So, you know, we're on to week 10, okay? A lot of things going on. So many upsets. And that was such a thing for me that upset me.
Impossible to
predict. Did terrible with my picks, and I think I'm gonna stay on that for a while. I'm gonna be a little salty, a little bitter.
That's right.
But there are plenty of things that we could have been bitter about this week, and that is our cue to throw the flag. This is Flag on the Play.
Here's your flag on the play, covering the biggest stories and controversies leading up to kickoff.
So you guys know, so many things. Like I said, I could be mad. I could throw a flag on all the teams that were supposed to win last week and didn't end up winning because they messed up my record. But I'm not going to be mad about that. I'm actually going to be a little bit more upset. Number one, I want to get upset and throw this flag at the Kansas City Chiefs. All right? What you don't do is put Jordan Love's mother and girlfriend, who have come to see him play in his first game. They're trying to see him his first start, and you put him in the nosebleeds to watch him play.
That's a flag.
That's a flag. It's absolutely like, come on, like we're supposed to be a community, the NFL community. Like, don't do that to your players. You don't. It's not right. There's plenty of other people who would have loved those nosebleed seats. So give it to them. Get Jordan Love's family a little bit closer onto the field. That's where my first flag is going to go. My second flag is going to be for that hip check by the ref.
Yeah. Everybody can mention that.
Say what they want to say. All right. The Bears are playing the Steelers. There's a huge play. Practice squad guy. Cassius Marsh. All right. Practice squad guy. Just got activated. Makes a big time play. And,
chests up.
He's fired up. Comes running off the field, and it's very obvious. I see it. The ref throws his little hip into him and then throws the flag. I just think that's uncalled for. That's not anything a player could get away with a ref. So don't do that to the players.
The refs in general, though, that game helped Pittsburgh. I think Bears had that one. Yeah. We won't get too deep into that, but,
well, yeah. I think, Mike, you were alluding to the refs also this past week.
Yeah, here's my flag. Last night's game.
Yeah.
Roughing the passer. It was two roughing the passer calls. But on that second one, the touchdown drive. Javon Holland. Mm. And then he hits Lamar Jackson. But, he hits the ball. He was just releasing the ball. And he backs. I mean, to me, it looked like he did. He backed off after the ball was released. Right. And he gets – it's like, what? Roughing the passer for that?
The amount of calls that we're getting this year from the refs, we could throw flags on them all day. when it comes to the taunting calls – when it comes to, like you said, those unnecessary roughness, where they're trying to obviously protect the quarterback. I understand that. But you're not letting guys play the game. You're taking away some of that fun. And then that makes the NFL, instead of not for long, the no fun league, right?
That's right.
So that's what we used to call it in the arena football then, no fun league. But, no, any flags?
Well, one was Cassius Marsh, of course, because that was a big play. But this one that went the Broncos' way, I don't know if it's for, say, a flag, but that punt that was blocked and went over the line of scrimmage, Broncos ball. You got to love that, and that's just a play you never see.
It's
the right call.
Yeah. Well,
it's the right call.
I want to say, is this 1993 Thanksgiving? I want to say, make sure my mind is right. Dallas Cowboys, same exact play, field goal against the Dolphins.
Leon Lett, kick a field goal,
gets blocked. Dallas blocks the field goal. They have won the ball game. Leon Lett runs up and tries to recover the ball, touches the ball. Whenever you touch the ball, that means it's active for the punt team to now recover it. And that's a live ball, and that's what happened against Dallas. Blocked the punt. And
crucial play because it was the second half just getting going, and the Broncos had been stymied in three straight plays.
Yeah.
Changed the momentum of
that's
game.
All they needed.
But it was the right call. Yeah. It was the right call.
No, yeah, you took my flag on the play with the Jordan Love. I'm a Packers fan, so you don't disrespect my mans like that. Come on now.
No, it was difficult to see. When, as soon as I seen it, I was like, you know what, that's messed up. Usually,
you think that plays a part though in his performance, knowing that they disrespected, like feeling disrespected by the Chiefs.
I'm not 100%.
Does that get into his head?
I'm not 100% sure, because a lot of times what ends up happening is you get the seats, especially visitor. You get the tickets, but I don't know exactly where my family's at.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works either. But. Yeah,
so, and I, even at the home games, I know I had my dad come to Panthers-Patriots game. We were playing the Patriots, and I had tickets for him and his friend, and I had no idea where they were sitting at. Had no idea. But they were sitting in that family section of in the stadium, and that was a home game, and I didn't know where they were at.
Yeah, it's I know the announcers announced, like they had it up on the broadcast, like, hey, Jordan Love's parents are somewhere up there.
Yeah, but I don't know. He probably doesn't hear it, probably doesn't see it. I don't know. It's out of sight, out of mind. Probably in the next, you know, after the game is played, you can see that then. But I mean, that's just you just don't do that. I'm not a big fan of that. Moving on to some of the bigger highlights of this week, the Odell saga has come to an end. We know where Odell is going. All right.
I don't know about that one. The Rams?
Yeah. The Rams. Yeah. We don't know.
They said Von Miller may have had something to do with that.
So
I don't know.
There's actually an image of Von Miller and Odell Beckham both here in Colorado Springs, because they actually work out and they train at this gym here in Colorado Springs. It's up north. I'm not going to give a bunch of names. I don't want a bunch of people to just show up to that gym waiting to see them there. I got some respect for the owner, so I don't want to do that. But I think that plays a part in it. And, you know, what we've seen with the NBA, where you've got a lot of the best friends, you know, guys want to team up so they can win a Super Bowl. You know, right. Just like in the NBA, guys want to team up so they can win an NBA championship. You can't really swing the pendulum like that when it comes to football, because there's so many more moving pieces with, you know, you add two guys to an NBA team, you could totally change the, you know, from pretender to contender. But I feel like that's happening in the NFL now. That's what we're seeing. And that's why you could get an Odell going to L.A. He also lives in L.A.
Right.
This is
and
where
you also
he's
got
at.
LeBron pulling for him.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from
I
Cleveland.
Saw that tweet.
That definitely had something to do
with it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that I think went into Odell getting into L.A. But is that the best fit?
Well, I got one.
Go ahead. No, start us off.
Your team, man, the Panthers.
The Panthers?
Cam.
Could have
what happened there? We're going to talk about that later, right?
Yeah. Devin, we're going to get into to Cam Newton, because I'm so happy for my guy.
That was good.
Yeah, definitely. For Odell, I mean, he could have ended up, I think, Kansas City, the Saints.
Hey, Green Bay offered
Green
the minimum.
Bay.
But you can't be mad at us offering the minimum. Like, we still have to pay Devontae Adams. Yeah. But, I mean, you got a QB and Aaron Rodgers, reigning MVP. You want the ball, right? You get mad that you're not getting – the balls aren't there where they need to be. Yep. Aaron Rodgers is going to put it right there for you. So to pass up on that opportunity and to play alongside Devontae Adams, I just don't know how you pass that up. Like
the sunshine, man. I'm gonna keep it real. Most NFL players,
Green Bay,
you don't necessarily want to play in Green Bay. Gonna keep it real. That's just that's how it works in the NFL.
Kind of
in Chicago. You don't want to play in Green Bay. I mean, it's just the smallest stadium. It's not a big city. At least if you're in Chicago, you're in Chicago. You go to Green Bay, it's a little town.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just not anywhere where guys are really wanting to go to. Is he overrated? Have we seen the best of Odell?
I think we have.
You think
really?
I mean,
I don't know. He's
still young. I mean, he's what, 29?
29.
Hey, I'm 29, so he's 29. Still young. Come on now.
I'm young.
But no, so my thing is just with going to the Rams, you got Cooper Kupp over 1,000 yards, Woods over 500 yards, Jefferson 400 yards, and it's just – and Higbee, their tight end, over 300. So where's that going to go? Like, where's he going to get his touches at? Because you're going to keep feeding Cooper Kupp. He's the hottest player right now in the NFL. So – How do you manage that? And
that's what he got upset about. With
exactly.
With Baker.
Exactly.
Hold on, though.
You're going to the exact same situation.
Right. This is exactly what he wants. Because here's the thing. You know Matthew Stafford's going to throw the ball 50 times. He's going to throw that ball around. Yeah. Okay, you've got plenty of other guys where the matchup cannot be they can't double team you. They can't double me. They got to guard Cooper Kupp. They got to watch for Higbee. They got to watch for Robert Woods. They've got all these other guys they got to guard.
Yeah.
Now that means I'm running free one-on-one. And we already know DBs know it's really bad. I was going to say a word, but we're live and I'm not going to say that word. But it's really tough to guard Odell, cuz his feet are so fast and his routes are so good. So now for him to be one-on-one in an offense where they're going to be throwing that ball around, they are a contender. You've got all these things that can come into play for you. I think this is exactly what Odell wants.
Okay, so what are your predictions on, like, his stats going forward?
He's at least going to get a touchdown.
Just one?
My man has gone so long without a touchdown, without a 100-yard game. I don't expect him to be – Pro Bowl level talent, I think this is a win to get to. This is for him to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he definitely makes a difference in the playoffs.
Yeah, and yep. He could maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check out what Robert Woods' contract like. Pretty sure he signed a long term contract. I'm pretty sure Cooper Kupp is in there for a while. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is almost out the door. Matt Stafford
slow
is
down. Slow down.
Well, I'm just saying.
He's coming back. Hey. Only because I'm here now. So
I'm just saying Matt Stafford is going to be in L.A. probably longer than Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay.
Right.
Then, so it makes it a long – it makes it a smart idea to go to L.A. It's hot. It's sunny. It's where I live at. I'm already home.
Right.
It's superstardom. So when I you know, you could take the LeBron route. When I'm done playing, I'm going to turn around and go I'm gonna get into the movie business. I'm going to start doing whatever you want to do. Now you can start making your transition into entertainment because you're in L.A. Yeah. I can start modeling, whatever. All those things play a part in what you want to do when it comes to being in L.A. rather than Green Bay or Kansas City. New Orleans, he could have went home to New Orleans, but he didn't. I think L.A. might have been a good move for him. And the Rams are showing that they're all in.
Right.
Brandon, I wanted to get your take on Aaron Rodgers as far as the COVID thing. You think is this going to be behind him now?
I hope so. I want him to play football. Let's move on. He was a little deceitful. You know, he admitted to it. That's on him. But he's followed his protocol. His 10 days are up on Saturday. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, he goes out, gets a good workout in. His heart's feeling well. And he can go out there and play. But this is football, man. Let's just focus on football. Let's move forward. Like, we get it.
Last week, he was the difference.
He was absolutely. You lose 6 points to the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. You got your starting quarterback out. Yeah, that's a different ball game with Aaron Rodgers in.
And with November coming up, we know the playoff hunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting into the playoff hunt, so we're gonna. He's gonna be needed. So
absolutely.
But we're gonna jump a little bit more into playoff talk when we come back from our short little break. That was Under the Hood. We'll get into that was Flag on the Play. We'll get into Under the Hood just next. Right after this break, this is Pat and Go with Paul Browning.
Are you looking for a local, knowledgeable loan officer to guide you through the process? Guaranteed Rate delivers home loans built on trust. Whether you're purchasing a home or refinancing, for honest communication with a personal touch, visit rate.com/ChrisF or call 719-373-0021. Subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 143-5075. Equal housing lender. Guaranteed Rate NMLS 2611. Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Colorado License Number 1005.
Brighter Day Law are an experienced and qualified team of divorce and family law attorneys. Their aim is to help you get through that emotional and challenging time of divorce and other family disputes. The mission of Brighter Day Law is to compassionately help families resolve their disputes with personalized legal representation while keeping the best interest of the entire family at heart. Their attorneys handle all kinds of family law cases, including child custody, divorce, high asset divorce, mediation, and alimony. Brighter Day Law, compassionate counsel in dark and stressful times. 225-4493 or at brighterdaylaw.com.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I'm your host, Paul Browning. Make sure if we're watching on YouTube right now, like it, subscribe.
Welcome.
Okay? Yeah. You guys make sure you're sharing that because we move however you guys let us move. We got viewership, we got shares, we got likes. It's only for the better. We've got, like I said, a lot of great big-time heavy-hitting guests coming on in the upcoming weeks, different NFL guys. May even have a movie star or show, a movie star or so show up. I don't know. But we've got to continue to get this great viewership, and we'll be able to move forward. So
we got the four of us,
and absolutely. Of course, like how you gonna miss out on this? Right. It's a lot of there's no makeup. We don't have a makeup team. I know Rod Smith. A couple weeks, he alluded to us having a makeup team. We don't. This is just beauty.
No makeup.
This is what beauty looks
this
like.
Is natural.
It's natural beauty. All right. So this is when we get to this part of the show. We start to talk a little bit more about, going in depth with things. It is November, so this is playoffs. Mm. So I thought it was – or playoffs is getting ready to come up for the NFL playoff push. We also have playoffs in college football coming up, or at least stacking it up to get the rankings right, and then high school playoffs. So I thought it'd be right for us to go under the hood with playoffs. So this is Under the Hood.
It's time to go under the hood. We're taking an in-depth look at the topics on and off the field that shape our game.
Brandon, you love the intro, huh?
No, absolutely.
It's a great intro. Nah, I love it. So like I was alluding to, this is November, so we got a lot of playoff talk happening. And then, like I said, playoffs here in Colorado Springs, or in Colorado period, we have the high school prep football playoffs. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams to watch. We've got this is an hour-long show right now. We're going an hour, so we have more time to go about things and, talk a little bit more high school. So we wanted to point a little spotlight to them. So the 4A high school playoff scene, we've got a couple different teams. Last week in the first round, Mesa Ridge, big shout-out to Mesa Ridge and Cheyenne Mountain for making it to the playoffs, but they had an early exit in the first round. But definitely big applause to them. I'm happy that they were able to make it representing Colorado Springs.
Great season.
So shout-out to you guys. But also we have a couple teams that are still playing in Southern Colorado. One of them, Fountain Fort Carson, very powerful team, could be able to make that run to the state championship. But beyond Fountain, we've got Pine Creek, Pueblo West, Palmer Ridge, Vista Ridge. They are all playing this weekend in the 4A playoffs. So what was that, five teams? That's huge for Colorado Springs. And, there's a lot of star power within those teams as well. I know I've coached a lot of those guys within each one of those teams. But one of the ones, definitely watch out for Fountain Fort Carson. I think they've got some big-time players.
Nine and one.
Yep. Their secondary is excellent. Jaden Allen, I think he's a big-time playmaker, and what they're doing with that team. Curtis Jackson, not right. 50 Cent. Curtis Jackson.
They keep coming up with players. Last year they had that Q Jones. Remember Q?
Yeah, he went to Dartmouth. Yep.
Yes, great player, great runner, led the state. And they just keep putting players in there.
So. Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Oh, yeah. So it's really good to see – I'm going to adjust that mic for you there. There it is. But beyond 4A, we have the 3A playoffs also starting this weekend. We got Pueblo South and Pueblo East and Pueblo County, all repping Pueblo. So big shout-out to Pueblo. I got love for y'all down there. And then Discovery Canyon. I'm really excited about Discovery Canyon. There's a young receiver – Justin Pruitt. I know I've spent some time with him. He's a Lionheart receiver, so I'm proud of that guy. But he's a big-time playmaker. I'm hoping they can make a big run going into the playoffs. So there's a lot of representation of Southern Colorado in the prep high school playoff series.
And we can't forget TCA. TCA is undefeated. They're 9-0. Mm-hmm. They've got this running back, Cade Palmer. He is a commit to the Air Force Academy. Doing really well. Matter of fact, he leads the whole state in rushing for 11-man, played five or more games. Great player, great running back, just a humble kid. And the quarterback, so good luck to TCA. They play, I believe it's Severance tomorrow.
Wow.
On Saturday in the playoffs, second round of the playoffs.
TCA, good luck. I'm really excited about all the Southern Colorado football teams. And, we talk about a lot of the talent. Vista Ridge has the – top
quarterback
in Colorado. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the nation playing. So if you guys haven't got to see Vista Ridge play just yet, they've got a nice little tandem with Braden Dorman and BB Hills. So those two are kind of they're making some noise for Colorado Springs. Really happy about them. But when we move on from high school, we've got college. All right. Sadly, all right. CSU Pueblo, we're out of it. We're not going to – at least I don't think we'll be in it. So, sad day. CU, probably not going to make college football playoffs, and neither with Air Force and Colorado State. But they did release the college football playoff rankings, the top 25 this week, and rounding out that top 25 – or excuse me, taking that first spot is Georgia, followed by Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Ohio State, Notre Dame – Michigan State, Michigan, and Oklahoma State. I don't know if we have a graphic for that, but that's one of the things that we want to look at. The college football playoffs now.
Right.
Right. I mentioned all 10 of those teams in the top 25, but we really would only see Georgia, Cincinnati, Alabama, Oklahoma.
However, Cincinnati's not even in that top four. Did you know? They're in the top, but as far as the guys naming the top four.
Exactly.
So what's the deal there?
So that's one of the things I did want to touch on. Are we happy with the college football playoffs? Just real quick, even before we jump right into it, Brandon and I both played Division II college football. Okay, we do have a college football playoff in Division II, and it goes a different way. But is there any thoughts when it comes to the college football playoffs? Is that working for you guys?
How does Division II work, real quick? Explain how it's set up.
Okay, so this is what I would love to see with Division I FBS. I would love to see this. So what happens is we have four super regions, okay? After the season finishes, each team of the super region will be ranked its top team of that super region. So that will be the one seed, all right? We have 24 teams that end up making the playoffs. So obviously those four teams of super region, they're in there. The other 20 teams, 5, 5, 5, and 5, end up sliding into each one of the super regions, and then they play it out like that. Two teams get a bye, a first-round bye, and then, you know, you go from there. However, you could see 24 teams.
Right. Now, imagine. That's more fair, yeah, and that's kind of like March Madness with basketball. Yeah. At least you got this little podunk university that has a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. But now, I mean, you could have, let's say, pick somebody, Air Force, could go undefeated and could beat Boise State and these other teams, and they don't even get a shot at it.
Just imagine if Oklahoma State had a chance to play Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Just a
chance.
Like,
one, I want to see that game.
Yeah,
absolutely. I want to see that. Like, why can't that be a game for us, you know?
And you have those teams that may have taken some big losses at the beginning of the season playing their best ball in the playoff during playoff time.
Right. Exactly. Right.
So, it's good for television. It's good for the fans. Like, you definitely got to – four is just isn't enough. Like,
no,
it was nice going from just the two teams making it to four, but we got to get more teams in there.
100%. And like I said, with us doing Division II, doing 24 teams, you think we have the AP top 25. That means that 25th team, you obviously get the, oh, you were good, but you just weren't that good.
Right.
And you even could do a
play-in.
Why
weren't we 24?
You could totally do a play-in. Yes, the 25 plays 24 to see who gets in. Yeah. You could do a play-in. And there's such a break.
People would watch that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's like, obviously there's, you know, it would add so many more games. But I mean, really, it's not that much. I think if we take away, because D2, we start at the same time. Actually, we start just a hair later than Division I.
Right.
We start a hair later. Mm-hmm. And then we finish up in December for the national championship.
I also think it allows you to close the gap on the different teams. So right now, everyone's saying it's Georgia and everybody else.
Yeah.
First, it was Georgia and Alabama and everybody else.
Yeah.
Expanding the teams, you will get more of those games in. You get to see how close those rankings really are.
Yep.
And if the votes are really about the team, their strength of schedule, or who we want in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, Alabama being above, you got undefeated Oklahoma, Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, come on. Yeah. At least eight.
Right.
Let's bring eight. That's only one more
16.
Game. Come on.
Yeah. And you know, speaking for us with national championship when we were at CSU Pueblo, we ended up losing a game to Fort Lewis.
Yeah.
Terrible loss. All right. And I can imagine if we were in the situation how FBS is, there's no way we're getting into the playoffs because we lost to a team that didn't beat anybody that season but us.
Right.
So there's, you know, everybody has to play each week. And that's my case. You got let them play it. Let them play it out because it makes for better football. And there's more games,
right,
and it gets them ready for the NFL. We got 17 regular season games now. It's almost a 23-week season that we're going into when it comes to the NFL, which when we talk about NFL, if we transition into that, there is a playoff picture that is building. I believe we also have it's hard to believe with all the losses in the week.
Yeah. I was going to say, with the exception of maybe Miami and Detroit, everybody's in it,
right?
Which is kind of cool.
Let me say this. I was watching basketball. I was watching the NBA. It was, I think, Detroit Pistons and the Rockets were playing. And I think it's Jeff Van Gundy had the nerve. I should throw a flag on him. Had the nerve to say that the Detroit Lions should be in NFL Europe. Shut up, Jeff. Like, that's not correct. They're a good team, but they just have to play. You know, it's the NFL, man. Come on. Everything is difficult. So, but, yeah, terrible season for them right now. Rounding, you know, the top seed that we'd be looking at in the AFC looks to be the Titans. And the top team in the NFC looks to be the Arizona Cardinals, which is wild because – who had picked the Titans and the Cardinals?
I know.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of wild that's what we're looking at. But there are a couple teams that are here. Are there any teams that you think in this playoff picture, when you got the Titans, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills on the AFC side, are there any of these teams that are lock-ins for the playoffs, and any of those teams that you think are going to miss out?
I have the Titans as a lock-in. It was a big win last week against the Rams without Derrick Henry. And three of their next eight games are all under five. There's only three of their next eight games are over 500 right now. So Titans playing well at the right time and losing Derrick Henry hurt, but they're still showing they can get it done against top-tier teams. So.
Big lock-in. I like that. This is, right.
I think Buffalo's going to start squaring things out. They've had some tough weeks the last couple of weeks, but they're going to be in. And, you know, those Denver Broncos, I'm telling you, don't count them out.
They might sneak in,
don't count them out yet.
I like it.
I'm still thinking the Raiders.
Raiders? Believe it, going to be a lock-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, for our former colleague. Who moved on
DJ, big love. Big love to you, man. Right.
The Raiders are a tough one, though, because seven of their next nine are over 500. So their toughest part of the schedule is right now.
Yeah.
So they just need to continue stacking wins and get it done.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of distractions there with what's going on, but they just need to focus on football and take care of business.
I've actually got the Ravens. I think the Ravens would be a lock-in for me. That's where I'm at. I think they lost to Miami, but I just think that was just a rough game. Mm-hmm. I think it was a hiccup. But I think the Ravens are a lock for me.
And over in the NFC, I was going to say, I think the Pack are a lock in.
Packers are definitely a lock in. Yeah, for sure.
I think so. And Arizona looks good.
Yeah, Arizona, yeah, definitely.
And I've got Green Bay, too.
Green Bay? I think free agency. I think the Rams, who are sitting at number five right now.
Yeah.
Five. And they're probably going to stay there.
Possibly.
You know what? Unless they beat out the Cards, they're only going to
And they already lost to the Cardinals once. So they're splitting even if they do get a win over the Cardinals. So it really comes down to what? Strength of schedule and division, like the conference record.
Well,
so
it's basically going to be beat them out. Yeah. Beat them out and wins. They're only one game behind Arizona, but the Rams are looking if whoever wins that division, the second place team is going to be that number 5 seed and probably is going to have to play. I mean, you've got Dallas, Tampa Bay, or Green Bay could end up holding that number 4 spot, and that would be rough. The Falcons are looking at holding this number 7 spot in the NFC. Are there any teams in here that we think maybe don't make it?
Ooh.
Mine's the Saints.
Saints.
I just don't think that Trevor Siemian's the guy.
Yep.
You know, I just don't have them keeping up that pace. And yeah, they beat the Bucks, but that's a division game. So you always play that game tough, and it was at home. So I don't know. I just don't see the Saints keeping up with these top tier teams.
Yeah, and I know Atlanta's coming on. I don't know if they're gonna.
Right.
When you got Dallas and you got Tampa Bay and Green Bay and Arizona, there's a lot of great teams there.
Oh, yeah.
So Atlanta may be the odd team out.
Right.
A little bit.
And I actually have Seattle picking it up as well, getting Russell back. Mm. You got to think they're going to be right in the mix of things. And you got teams like the Vikings who have a solid team. They just haven't found a way to get wins. So it's going to be tough.
And don't lock out my Panthers, all right?
Stop.
Just signed Cam Newton.
I was telling you this when they were 3-0.
I love bringing Cam back in. That's exactly what you needed. We don't need to be putting the ball in the air a million times. Keep the ball on the ground. You've got Cam. You've got Christian McCaffrey. He's back. He's healthy.
Yeah, true.
We love DJ Moore. They already had that connection going in the past. They've got a great defense. Stephon Gilmore holding down that defense.
Good
My
point.
Man Morgan Fox.
Good point.
Panthers, they're going to get blown out this week. They're going to get blown out this week against the Cards.
Okay.
But shout out to my man Chase
Cartwright.
He's
picking
the Cards
I'm
by
going
400.
Panthers. So. If you're picking Cards, I'm going Panthers.
Whatever. Let's do it. But I think the Cards are a team that we can't necessarily lock out from being in. But I do want to close out that Under the Hood segment because we've got to do some picks up next. That was Under the Hood. But we're going to take a short little break and then come right back to give you guys as many picks as we can to get you guys ready for this next Sunday. All right, this is Pat and Go with Paul Browning. There it is.
Castle Roofing with a K has combined 16 years of experience. Whether it's repair to your roof, a free inspection for possible deterioration of your roof, or a full-blown removal and replacement of your roof, we consistently provide quick, efficient service to protect your home or business. When it comes to hail damage to your roof, we have the expertise to help you there as well. We want to help you with all your roofing needs. Call us at 719-799-0609 so we can get started. That's 719-799-0609. We're a proud sponsor of the Pat and Go Show with Paul Browning.
Brighter Day Law are an experienced and qualified team of divorce and family law attorneys. Their aim is to help you get through that emotional and challenging time of divorce and other family disputes. The mission of Brighter Day Law is to compassionately help families resolve their disputes with personalized legal representation while keeping the best interest of the entire family at heart. Their attorneys handle all kinds of family law cases, including child custody, divorce, high asset divorce, mediation, and alimony. Brighter Day Law, compassionate counsel in dark and stressful times. 225-4493 or at brighterdaylaw.com.
Welcome back to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. I am your host, Paul Browning. We've got a packed house today. I love it. Special guest, hey. Brandon Gray, our fantasy insider. He was giving us a couple of stardoms and sit-ems. So after we're done, you guys can go back and look at what we're talking about. We're live right now.
Live. Isn't that great? For an hour.
For an hour, great, man. Come on. This is what we're doing now. You know, you'll see us next Friday live again. But I've got Guy Gurton.
Great to be here again, live for an hour.
100%. Got Mike Lewis.
Having fun.
Oh, man. This is what we get to do Friday mornings. I love it so much. So it's time for us to jump into 50-50. Some picks. This is 50-50.
It's time for 50-50, our weekly predictions. These can go either way.
Right. They can go either way.
They really can go either way. They really can't go either way.
Brutal the last few weeks.
I'm going to tell you this. Guy was 7-6. That was the best record.
Woo! Right? That wasn't that good.
You know, you're now at 30-22.
All right.
Not bad. Mike, you're at 81-44. You went 6-7 last week.
Okay.
All right. I am at 71-54. Dropped it. I went 4-9.
Well, who's going to predict Jacksonville gets that 9-6 win? Yeah, I mean, that goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, hey, it's impossible.
I don't even want to – week 9 is in the back of my mind, not even revisiting that ever again.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're done with it because I don't want any more parts of that.
We'll blame the refs, Paul.
We'll blame the refs.
Yeah.
flag on the refs.
Yeah.
So, we've got this next week coming up. So many great games. Last time we had Brandon was week 3. He went 3-13.
So we'll slow down. 13-3.
Oh, my bad. 13-3.
13-3.
We'll see if he can keep it up.
Come on. Of course,
I'm trying
of
to
course.
Give you. I mean, whatever,
there's some
whatever.
Toss-up games.
Oh,
week.
There is. Oh, yeah. Some good games this week.
So let's get it started. All right. We've got Atlanta, the first game of the day, going to Dallas. Dallas trying to come back from that tough loss. They are a 9-point favorite. Spread is in their favor of 9 points. I'm going to end up going with Dallas.
Atlanta's running into a buzzsaw there because Dallas got a wake-up call. I'm going Dallas.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cowboys are grumpy, so they're going to win.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys as
Dallas
well.
Dallas' way? Yep. Okay, definitely. Next, we have Cleveland heading out to New England. New England has a 1.5 spread headed their way. I like what Cleveland is doing. I just think the Patriots are something we actually got to watch out for. Yeah. They're starting to catch some steam.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking it was going to be going this way at the beginning of the season with the rookie quarterback. But Cleveland down 2 running backs again. So you got Demetrius Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be starting for Cleveland. And I don't see Baker being able to beat up that secondary. The Patriots secondary is their best part of
best,
their game.
Yeah.
And so I just don't see him being able to do enough to win that game. So I got New England.
This is one of those toss-up games we're talking about. You can flip a coin.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm flipping it, and it's coming up. Browns.
Oh!
I think the Cleveland
Browns are going to find a way because they got a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
so. Okay, and I've got the I've got New England for this one.
New England for this one. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Not bad. All right.
Wait, who do you got?
New England.
New England.
I'm going Patriots.
Okay.
We've got the Buffalo Bills heading out to New York. There's a 13.5 point spread going to Buffalo. Don't laugh at me.
I'm scared.
Don't laugh at me.
I'm scared. Oh, is that what you mean? I'm laughing because I'm scared. They just lost to the Jags.
Yeah. Okay.
Then they go and play the Jets with White.
Right.
He's coming back off injury. He had 400 yards in his first start.
Yeah.
If he goes and does that to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he won't.
Hey, Jets for the Super Bowl.
I'm saying it won't happen. I think that was a fluke game. I think Buffalo is a team that's going to definitely turn it back up. They're still my pick to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC. So
they're too good to be letting teams stay in it that shouldn't be. So
well,
you let teams stick around too long. And then they hit you at the end. Hit you in the mouth at the end.
So I think Buffalo wins big though.
I got Buffalo big.
I got Buffalo. Absolutely, Buffalo.
Bills. Perfect. Yep. Perfect. We've got Tampa going out to Washington to take on the football team. Tampa has a 9.5 point spread headed their way. I'm going to stick with Tampa. This is a game that could totally go to Washington though. Washington played them extremely tough in the playoffs last year.
They almost came back with the win. 100%.
I'm still going to stick with Tampa, but I think Washington is not anything to sleep on.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa as well. Their team's just too talented.
Yeah,
and coming off a bye, they had enough time to get right, and I think they're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa Bay all the way on this one.
Yeah, Tampa Bay 6-2, Washington 2-6. I pick Tampa.
Well, we're kind of neck and neck with all of these, so I'm glad. At least if everybody's losing, like we're all losing
we're
together.
All losing together.
So perfect.
So go Browns.
Go Browns. You want that one?
That's the tiebreaker.
That's the tiebreaker right there.
We've got New Orleans going to Tennessee. There's a three-point spread going to Tennessee. I am going to stick with the Titans. They are playing some great football right now. I would not be surprised if they kind of run the table near the end of this thing, finish what, 13-3?
Yeah, I'm going Titans as well. Like I said, New Orleans just doesn't have enough weapons. You still got Michael Thomas out. I just don't see them keeping up.
Yeah,
Tennessee keeps getting better every week, even without the running back.
Exactly.
And going Tennessee.
Yeah, Titans at home. Titans at home. I like it. We've got Jacksonville going to Indy. This is a great one. Mm-hmm. Indy does have a 10.5 point spread headed their way. I'm going to go with the Colts, though. Colts at home. It is a division game. I do got the Colts, though.
Yeah, I got the Colts with that 10.5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Indy's going to win that one.
Yeah. I'm going with the Colts, too.
Home State, I'm going Indy as well.
Oh, look, I see what you did there. We've got Detroit at Pittsburgh. It's a 9-point spread going to Pittsburgh. This is what I'm doing, though.
Come on, Detroit.
Look, I'm throwing in the chips. Detroit, I'm going to bet on you for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I need you to get a win because I know that you guys are better than 0-17. You will not be the first team to do that. I'm going to go with Detroit.
I'm actually going to Detroit as well. I just don't think Pittsburgh – I don't think Big Ben is the guy that's going to carry them into the playoffs anymore. And I just – Detroit has been in every game. They're right there every time. They just can't – they just need to find a way to get it done. And I think Dan Campbell's on the hot seat. He needs to get this win. He can't lose at least 10 straight. That's just
They've lost some heartbreakers.
Yeah.
There's no question. And I've gone with Detroit the last 2 weeks, and they've let me down. So
said no thanks.
Pittsburgh at home. Pittsburgh. I'm going Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers
safe
are going to pull it out.
I like it.
I'm going with the Steelers.
Okay, I want to get the steal on them. I'm trying to get the jump now. All right, let's we're gonna kind of fly through these next ones. I've got Minnesota at LA to take on the Chargers. 2.5 point spread going to the Chargers. I'm gonna go with Minnesota though.
Yeah, this is another one of those flip the coin kind of games. I just like Justin Herbert. He's that guy. He's just
I agree.
Too much swag over there.
I like it.
In LA.
I like it.
So I think they play well. I think they come out win.
Chargers.
I go with the Chargers as well.
Chargers.
They'll find a way.
I get LA.
Definitely. All right. Then we have the Panthers taking on Arizona. Mm-hmm. Arizona has a 10-point spread. I love getting Cam Newton, but no, Arizona. We've got it this week with Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that one. I'm not going to disagree. Arizona looks good.
Arizona.
Hey, if Paul's going Arizona, I'm going Panthers.
Switch it up.
All right.
Let's go Philly coming out to Denver. 3-point spread going to Denver. Denver's at home. I don't like Philly coming out and playing here. I got Denver.
I got the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. I got the Broncos.
Me too. I got Denver as well. I mean, that's a tough flight coming up from the East Coast all the way to Denver. So I just don't think they get it done. So Denver. Yep.
And Denver has a bye week next week, so get this win, and you're right on the
64
way.
64 into the bye. Yeah. We've got Seattle, Green Bay. It's a good one for you. 3.5-point spread going to Green Bay. I'm actually going to go – I've got Green Bay written down here, but I'm actually going to go Seattle. Russell Wilson's coming back. I'm going to go Seattle.
Your pack, I'll tell you.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers is still game time decision. Mm-hmm. He plays, we win. If he doesn't, we don't. Okay. It's that simple. I mean, just the team's different without Aaron Rodgers. They just don't have that threat. Nobody's scared of them. They just do what they want. So
does he play? Does he
the Packers, he definitely plays. Okay. This is an important game. But I just – that Packers defense has been stepping up to the plate. Like, yeah. I'm so impressed with that defense. They're gonna show it.
Okay.
Lambeau Field. I'm going Green Bay Packers for sure.
I got the Packers, and I think Aaron wants to come back and show he's back.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
What do you think of – so Aaron Rodgers, he talked about on the Pat McAfee show, the offense is coming out of the tunnel, and he's going to be the last one. What reaction do you get from the fans – with the whole COVID and the whole unvaccinated.
They'll still love it.
He's still coming back.
Definitely. Let's do this. We've got the last two picks, and we're out of here. We've got Kansas City going out to Las Vegas. Kansas City has a 2.5-point spread headed their way. This is the coin flip. This is the toss-up. Yeah, 50-50. I am going to go Kansas City. Do it for me. That's all I need. Yeah. Just knock it out for me.
Kansas City as well.
Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. And then we've got the Rams for the Monday night game heading out to San Francisco. 3.5-point spread to the Los Angeles Rams. I'm going to stick with Los Angeles. They've got a whole lot of hype behind them. Von Miller's going to play.
These teams.
Yep. Yeah. I like.
I got Rams as well coming off of a big loss last week. Yeah. You got to go in San Francisco and get it done. Yep. So
Rams are going to win this. Yep. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that is going to do it for us with Under the Hood, and also for Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Make sure that you guys who are watching on YouTube, we're liking and subscribing to KPPF Radio 1040 and also to Pat and Go with Paul Browning. Thank you for our guests, Brandon Gray. Great to have you. This was live, man. We went live for an hour. You feel me? Yeah. This is what we're doing now.
Make sure we made it.
Make sure you're back next Friday, 9 a.m. We're going to do it again another hour. This is Pat and Go.
Talking football.
Talking football. Pat and Go with Paul Brown. We'll see you next week.